Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The dam is cracking and the Democrats have nowhere to go. In a few months, they're going to watch water come pouring down the valley and the party of lynching of Negroes will drown like a Noah's Ark. Or, you know, the people that weren't inside the Ark. And they brought it on themselves. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. There's a piece that I read. And the guy wrote this. He says, last week marked a new devastating milestone for millions of Americans. Gas prices have more than doubled since Joe Biden took office. Was shoehorned into office in the big cheat in January of 2021. And if that wasn't enough, last week, he says, we reached yet another difficult milestone. The national average of gas is now $5 per gallon for the first time in U.S. history. Milestone is a really strong word. The current energy disaster is better described as a millstone around the neck of the American economy, who are now struggling to meet their most basic needs. I'm going to stop there for just a second and tell you guys, I'm going to remind you that I told you that once something reaches the population where they feel it, where leftists feel it, that's when they really react. That's number one. And number two, Joe Biden is proving the absolute direct impact of when you put a buffoon in charge versus Donald Trump. You have never in the history of the American Republic had such a clear definition of good guy versus bad guy. Donald Trump, energy independence, shipping product overseas in the form of liquid natural gas, gas prices reasonable and still going down, and then you get Joe Biden, a guy whose energy policies could only be described, to call them reckless is to compliment them. This is the worst energy policy of anybody I've ever seen. And the idea here is that we're going to clean up the energy. There are much better ways to clean up the energy without everybody having to suffer. Anyway, he goes on. He says, unfortunately, Biden has refused to budge from the war on American energy that got us here. Even worse, he appears to be doubling down on it. Early in his campaign, then-candidate Biden made the rapid end of fossil fuels a top priority, and he has consistently matched this with action, from canceling critical infrastructure projects like the Keystone Pipeline to XL and preventing new oil and gas drilling on federal lands, to depriving the American energy sector of much-needed capital through the embrace of dangerously woke environmental policies. So Biden's doing this. He's not showing any signs of righting the ship, turning it around. He's essentially saying, embrace the suck, which is what Pelosi wanted to tell us or has told us before. And it's killing him. And I love it. I'm going to tell you again, if you get a guy like Biden in office, you get policies that he's implementing that don't work in your face. They don't work. You can see it. This is what they call prima facie. And you can't capitalize on that. You don't deserve it. And I don't know what the Republican strategy is. I will say this. We're already beginning to see, though, the benefits of what I'm talking about from a conservative point of view. You're already starting to see the benefits of Joe Biden and how it is influencing people, shifting people over in polls. And I don't know how many we're going to do polls up until the election time. But go listen to 2 days ago where I told you Biden is not only upside down. We're not talking 60-40 here where 60% of the people don't like him. 80% of the people are saying things like we're going in the wrong direction and so on and so forth. And let me tell you, there's not these youngsters All these people that were supposedly caught up in their sexuality and all these other things are finally recognizing this has nothing to do with sexuality. When you want to go out and party, have a drink, get you some, you know, a dinner with a friends or whatever, and you start seeing 2x the price of what you used to do for entertainment, it costs you twice as much to get there. You go back to a place that you can barely afford. Now you're looking at moving again or having to move in a roommate or something like that. This is devastating to them. We can make adjustments. Most of us can. And I'm not saying it's easy, but we can make adjustments. Here's what I'm getting at. We always look at things and say, well, Kevin, we're speaking inside the echo chamber. You're exactly right. We typically are. But this is the one thing that goes beyond the echo chamber. And it resonates across the board. The only people who don't feel this are the elite. I'm talking about the wealthy, the people who can drop down $2 million, $5 million on a home or buy new cars. But even they are suffering in ways that make them go, wait a minute, we got to look at this. You want to know how? They're looking at their 401ks. They're looking at their investments. Now, there are some of them who are immune because when those rents and stuff go up, they feast. They don't care if they lose a little bit in the stock market, 2, 3, 5% here or there. They're making 40, 50% on groceries and other things that we must have. But it's waking everybody up. And we would be remiss not to take, I'm talking stone advantage of it. I don't know what these PACs are running and the thought processes for the Republicans or these candidates, but let me tell you, if you're not tying this millstone, this albatross around the backs of Democrats, if you're not talking to Democrats and saying to them, look, you wanted this fool. You proudly voted for him. You supported Obama, didn't you? This is who he wanted. This guy told you what he was about. He said he was going to kill fossil fuel, which, by the way, Joe Biden's now going over to Saudi Arabia, something he said he would never do. It was a campaign promise. He would not meet with the crown prince who's now running the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. He says he wouldn't meet with him. He's going over there to beg for buttermilk. I'm sure he's taking his presidential knee pads. And I hope the Saudi prince embarrasses this old fool. Don't be surprised if he does. I have no sympathy for these Democrats, folks. Quite the opposite. I want Democrats to suffer for the next 2 decades, at least for what they've done to this country. But here's the problem with their suffering. You think, oh, Kevin, you're being mean-spirited. No. See, their suffering is watching the country actually heal and become better and be run by people who can implement sanity, fiscal sanity, emotional sanity, and healing for the country. That's how they get they suffer, is by piggybacking on our good works. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are many indicators, folks, of what's going on in this country, how bad it is, and how the country is waking up to woke, waking up and becoming sane again, and saying to itself, we got to change this. Let me give you an example. Myra Flores beat her Democratic challenger, Dan Sanchez, in a special election in Texas. To finish Democratic Rep. Philemon Vela's current term in South Texas, this was a competitive congressional seat that the GOP believes it can flip for good in November. With all the precincts reporting, Flores was above the 50% mark necessary to avoid a runoff. The 34th congressional district seat was seen as a gauge of the Republicans' popularity, the growing popularity, in a traditionally Democratic South Texas. South Texas is essentially Mexico. If you want a good indicator of where this, what this means, I grew up there. South Texas is heavily Latino. And Latinos vote traditionally Democrat. And in that particular demographic or geography, they've been just brainwashed to, you know, it's all about Mexico, blah, blah, blah. So they don't get a whole lot of quote, Texas culture, you know, Texas, spirit of Texas, I guess is the best way to put it. But in this case, they flipped this seat. Huge win. House Republicans, they said in 2020, did far better than expected with Latino voters there than in the previous cycles. Tuesday's winner will finish Vela's term, which ends in January. But despite the winner only having about 6 months in Congress, Republicans wanted to score an early victory ahead of November's matchup, which will determine which candidate will represent the Lone Star State's neighboring 34th district for a full 2-year term. They say Republicans went all in for this race, outspending Democrats in an effort to turn a congressional seat red that has been blue for decades. Joe Biden carried South Texas by only 4 percentage points in 2020, which, by the way, he probably didn't. So here's what you can take away from that. If you're in a state, if you're in a district, a congressional district that's plus 4 in the case of this with Joe Biden, and if you believe that, and it's probably, it could be true, but if it's a plus 4, you're probably going to lose. Now, what I mean by that is Democrat plus 4, that when you look at the races, they do D plus whatever or R plus whatever. They're telling you Democrats are up by 4% typically in that area if it's D plus 4. It is now an R plus whatever, R plus 2. So whatever that swing is, that's going to be probably the average swing across the country. So please, when you look at a map, they have it red and blue when you're doing these big political things, and I work on a lot of campaigns. Everywhere there's a D plus 5, and I'm just using this as an example, or less, like D plus 1 to D plus 5, is essentially now a Republican district. Now, I gave you the number of seats that they say flip if the president at the time is over 50%. They say in a midterm election, even if the president is over 50% popularity, you will probably lose 14 seats in a good election. I don't know what Trump lost, but I know he got cheated. But 14 seats. They're predicting Biden will lose close to 40 seats. I think it may be more. And these Senate seats, they say, are tight in these various races across other states like Nevada, here in Arizona and other places. I don't think they're going to be a fraction as tight as people say. I think if you are not D plus 10, that's what it's going to take for you to be in the safe range. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. First win, special election runoff. Person's only going to serve a few months, but it's a bellwether. I don't know how much money was spent. I'd love to look at this race in more depth to see how much money was actually spent, what influences were made, and so on and so forth. But regardless, you know, I can look at, oh, well, they ran more commercials or they did more door knocking or they did whatever. But at the end of the day, we won the seat because people felt it. I don't think that the people in South Texas, mostly Hispanics, looked at this and said, you know, I think it was that commercial that did it. It was what they feel every single day, that monkey that Joe Biden and these leftists have put on their back. And I've said this many times with Latinos. If you make Mexico the one-trick pony for Latinos, you're in big trouble. Because Latinos want good schools. They want their kids to go to good schools, to get a good education. I'm not talking about just college. They want the same things we all want, and they want it American style, not Mexico style. And Democrats always make it appear as though opening the border is what's going to win the Latino vote. Talk to the average U.S. born or U.S. raised Latino, and they will tell you, I don't want anything to do with what Mexico's doing. Mexico is a vacation spot for me. I don't want a bunch of illegals coming in here. So this is yet again, you know, I always like to give the audience, you guys, some sign of what you should look for, how you should measure, and you'll get an idea. So let me give you another one. Donald Trump, South Carolina, he ousted a five-term rep, Tom Rice, the first Republican to be booted from office after voting to impeach Trump. Now, he also went after Nancy Mace, but she survived. But here's what the thing is. Trump is saying to anybody who dare buy into this leftist nonsense that he did not win legitimately, I'm coming after you. I want people in office who are going to support me. And the reason why I tell you that he made a huge mistake in Arizona, Jim Lehman, who he didn't support, is the guy who put his own money up as a private citizen to continue getting the vote count, to continue going after election integrity. And that's why I said sometimes Trump can be a little bit inconsistent. So he made a mistake there. But so he doesn't have a beef with Lehman. He's just better friends with Peter Thiel, who's supporting a different candidate. But that's not the way you should do it. But going back to the win, Trump has made it clear, I'm targeting these weak-kneed sissies who will abandon you when the time comes. You want the guy that is going to, you know, drag you off the battlefield, even with shots being fired. And what Trump is saying to the Republican Party is, if you can't get me those kind of people, I'm coming after you. Now, sadly for him, Jim Lehman is definitely one of those kind of people. And I don't think Blake Masters is in this Senate race here, but Lehman will probably, I mean, I'm convinced he'll win it here. And then he'll go on to beat Mark Kelly. So as these things move closer, we're going to take a little bit deeper dive into some of these contested races. And I'll keep you posted on, you know, the sort of the temperature of the water, because what I'm telling you is we're winning.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. Financial markets are in a tailspin a day after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 0.75 percentage point. Here is market analyst Michael Farr.
People are more concerned about protecting what they have than they are about how much money they could make. That shift in sentiment sticks with you a long time. And it scares people out of the market.
Officials also cut their outlook for 2022 economic growth significantly, now anticipating just a 1.7% gain in GDP, down from 2.8% from March. According to his lawyer on Thursday, actor Kevin Spacey strenuously denies allegations of sexual assault as the Oscar winner appeared in a London court to face five charges of offenses against three men. Spacey sat in a glass-fronted dock during the half-hour hearing and was not asked to enter a formal plea. This is USA Radio News. Montana's largest city restarted its water plant Thursday after shutting it down amid record flooding that's caused widespread damage in Yellowstone National Park and surrounding communities. Residents in ravaged areas cleaned up from the mess and braced for the economic fallout while the park remains closed at the height of tourist season. The city of Billings had asked residents to conserve water because it was down to a limited supply when the Yellowstone River hit record high levels and triggered the closure of the treatment plant. Wealthy countries, including the European Union and the United States, have pushed back against efforts to put financial help for poor nations suffering the effects of global warming firmly on the agenda for this year's UN Climate Summit. Observers and campaigners attending a 10-day preparatory meeting in Germany expressed frustration at the resistance shown by developed nations to formally discuss how poor countries can get more aid when they're hit by climate disasters. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats so want to destroy Trump. You know this J6 thing, this January 6th fiasco, this farce that they have going? Trump issued a 12-page report. He says, here are the findings. If they walk this thing through, it's going to torpedo the Democrats. It's already backfiring. They don't realize it, but it is. And now somebody made the comment, he says, I guarantee you nothing will come out of this for Donald Trump. They're not going to get him on anything. Adam Schiff says, I've got even more information. We already know where that went with Russian collusion. Devastating information. I've got definitive proof of Donald Trump colluding or whatever. Now he's got definitive proof of Donald Trump colluding or, you know, working with people to do January 6th. Lies, lies, and more lies. Trump is the game changer in politics. I'm not saying it because I'm some huge fan. He is a game changer. More so than Ron DeSantis, who I absolutely love. Ron DeSantis is an amazing politician. Brilliant guy who has the best interests of this country at heart. Unquestionably. And that's scary for the Democrats. So now Joe Biden's being forced to deal with the reality of being Joe Biden, the reality of being a guy wholly unprepared for office. And he was speaking to the biggest union that he just bailed out, AFL-CIO, with part of his multi-trillion dollar, you know, spending packages. And I want you to listen to this guy as he tries to tell you all the great things that he's done. And then we will debunk them all, because what Joe Biden is good at, what he's proficient at, is being a pathological liar. Here's the clip.
Republicans like to portray me as some kind of big spender. We have spent a lot of money. But let's compare the facts. Under my predecessor, the deficit exploded. Rising every single year, and all the benefit going to the top 1%, basically. Under my plan, last year, we cut the deficit by $350 billion. Doing all this. You know, they talk about Biden wants to spend more on schools and all this. Guess what? He's going to create a deficit. Ladies and gentlemen, this year, by the end of the fiscal year, we will have cut the federal deficit by another $1.6 trillion in 1 year. 1 year. So when they come to you and talk about big spenders, let them know. Almost $2 trillion in deficit reduction. I don't want to hear any more of these lies about reckless spending, We're changing people's lives. And because of the fact this year, we're delivering the biggest drop in deficit in the history of the United States of America.
Now, I'm going to address the budget deficit cut and all this other stuff in a second. But what cracked me up was people tweeting, oh, yeah, you change people's lives. Here's what Mike Rogers, a Republican out of Alabama, tweeted. Under President Biden, Americans' lives have changed for the worst. Biden is right, tweeted Senator John Kennedy, Republican out of Louisiana. 40-year high inflation, formula shortages, and $5 gasoline are changing lives. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, you're changing lives, all right. $5 plus gasoline, no baby formula, historic inflation, historic crime wave. So Biden is denying the charge by Republicans, by federal bankers, Amazon's own Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post, that his spending is what spurred inflation, which has driven up prices more steeply than any time since 1981. And the reason why 81 is critical is because that is one of the worst years economically, financially, in American history. We had come on the heels of Carter. Reagan had just gotten into office and was starting to turn things around. But boy, let me tell you, I remember in the late 70s waiting in those gas lines with my grandparents. You know, just, I mean, car after car after car. And it was the first time that I remember feeling as a youngster, and it wasn't like, I mean, I would feel like I felt today during lockdowns, but it was similar because you were like, wow, when have we ever had to wait to get gasoline? It was, I never forget when they said there was no toilet paper. I went to the grocery stores, I'm talking about now, a couple years ago, and you go there and there are empty shelves. And I just remember thinking, what country do I live in where we have the most abundance of everything and we can't even get the basics? I mean, food was just off the shelves. I remember the only thing left on the shelves was organic stuff. Nobody wanted to pay the exorbitant price for organic. They in order to ration eggs, the store literally cut cartons of 12s into 6 and then limited people on how many they could buy. This is what was ushered in by Democrats, and Joe Biden talks about the deficit and what he did. These people forced Trump to sign crazy amounts of money to fight this COVID nonsense. Now Joe Biden wants to act as if he's doing it. As this guy writes, Biden is taking credit for the drop in deficit spending, which in actuality, it has been drastically reduced due to an end of emergency pandemic spending. And this is according to factcheck.org. There are people fact-checking this lying clown, this pathological liar, and even they say this. Shortly after he took office, the CBO estimated the deficit to drop by $874 billion in 2021. However, after Biden passed the American Rescue Plan, the deficit was then expected to drop by $124 billion instead. The legislation expected to raise the national debt by $3.8 trillion by the year 2021. I'm sorry, 2031. So they expected the deficit to drop by $874 billion, but it only dropped by $124 billion instead. But Biden's going, well, it dropped. Yeah, it dropped a heck of a lot less, almost $760 trillion less, just to be specific, than they thought it would. $750 trillion, not 60. I know there were people out there doing the math. I didn't want them thinking, hey, Kevin says he has a math degree. You get the point. Joe Biden wants you to believe he dropped the deficit when all he did was it lowered, but it was supposed to lower by another $750 billion. Oh, well, what's another $750 billion amongst Democratic friends? Biden also signed this $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill into law. The CBO estimated it's going to add $256 billion to our debt over 10 years. And then, of course, he tried to pass Build Back Better, which was intended to provide $273 billion of tax credit for daycare, early childhood education, and a, quote, social safety net provision that would add more welfare. They call it child tax credit, and expand Obamacare, something that we all know is a turd. The CBO estimated that legislation would have added $367 billion to the national debt. This guy, he doesn't get it. He wants to pull money out of thin air and then tell you it's good for people. We're changing lives. It doesn't matter how much phony money you give to people. You give them phony money, you water down what it is, and you penalize everybody. For all intents and purposes, let's just make everybody millionaires. I don't know if you guys, how long you've been listening to the show, but I said when I was a kid, I wanted to be a millionaire. If I were a kid today, I would probably change. I would say, well, it's no sense being a millionaire because that's like, you know, having 100K. I'm going to have to be a 10 millionaire to make it. In other words, what I was wanting to achieve when I was a kid, that magical, mystical number that was hard to achieve is now easily achievable. To be a millionaire is not that big of a deal. Because we're now such phony money, we're printing it so fast, people don't have to earn it. Now, to make 70 grand a year used to be, I still hear those numbers and I go, that's pretty good income. 70 grand a year, you can't live in Manhattan, you can't live in Chicago. You can live outside of these cities. Joe Biden has widened the gap between the super rich and the poor, probably wider than any president in history. And this guy thinks that I don't believe he thinks he's doing good. I honestly don't. I think he knows he's not, which is why he's up there screaming. And from the Federal Reserve, a study of them, they said about half of the inflation that we're experiencing right now was because of Joe Biden's reckless spending. They didn't call it that, but they said because of government spending, pandemic spending. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I say it often on this very program, but I would hate to be a Democrat. I would hate to wake up every day knowing that Joe Biden was the leader of my party, that there are people out there who believe his nonsense and who want him in office. This guy is a brain-dead moron who should not be leading any country. In fact, he can't even lead his own household. And I'm being nice about this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but it isn't. I'm going to drive this point home as if it's biblical. From the book of Kevin, Democrats have no champion They have a fake person, a person that they prop up in order to make you feel like he's done something good for you. They prop him up. We don't have to prop up Trump. Like him, hate him. You can look at what he did and enjoy what he was about. By the way, the Democrats have no bench. You know who we can prop up? We can prop up Ron DeSantis. We can prop up Josh Hawley. We can prop up Rand Paul. We can prop up Ted Cruz. We have a bench and we have a champion. And let me tell you, you name me the person, DeSantis, anybody, who could have survived what Trump did. Name them. Give me somebody who would have gone through the onslaught of these people accusing you of Russian collusion, impeaching you over the very same crap that Joe Biden did, that he said on tape, that being accused of being, you know, a sexual predator, they have no proof, trotting out woman after woman, you know, bimbo after bimbo, telling lie after lie. Tell me somebody that could have withstood that gauntlet. Because I don't know anybody. It took a personality like Trump's. And I'm telling you, there are many things he did wrong. Many things. I would have gone after him in so many ways. And I think he had missed opportunities. But all in all, I give the guy a solid A minus. A 90, 91. Now, again, I want to make sure that I say these things because I get so tired of people in the Republican Party, in the conservative movement, who don't even realize how wishy-washy they're being. When they say, oh, Donald Trump didn't do this or that. Do I really need to give you the dichotomy between Trump and Biden? Energy independence. Complete energy dependence. So much so that Biden's got a meeting with the Saudi prince. I'll talk more about it here in a second. He's got to go beg for buttermilk. Biden claimed when he was speaking in front of the AFL-CIO, guys, that he put billions of your dollars into their pockets because they have mismanaged the money of their members. He says he put America in a position to tackle a worldwide problem that's worse everywhere but here, inflation. It's worse everywhere but here, he said. Inflation in the U.S. in May was 8.6%, higher than the Eurozone average of 8.1%, South Korea's inflation of 5.4%, Australia's most recent data, which was in March, of 5.1%. Everybody is higher than the U.S. Canada, 6.8% in April. And when we were at 6.8%, is that what I said? 6.8% in April, while we were at 8.3%. The worst inflation on the planet is in America. Joe Biden knows it. All his advisors know it, etc. Remember when they told you it was transitory? Don't sweat it. It's not going to last. Then they said it was going to last. But you know what? It's good for you. Don't worry about it. This is all good. And then Joe Biden gets on the thing and talks about, I've reduced the deficit, I've done this and I've done that. See, that's what the Democrats do. They stack the deck. Same thing Barack Obama did. He got George Bush, who stupidly signed an almost $1 trillion, whatever they called it, stimulus package. Barack Obama begged him. And George Bush fell for it. Said, we have to do it now. And then you know what they do? Then they measure. Oh, he added $1 trillion. I reduced it. They only spend half a trillion of the trillion, and he says he reduced it by half a trillion. It's insane, man. They play games with us. These statistics are all off. They're all meant to essentially subterfuge of what's really going on in this economy. And I'm going to tell you, I've said it on other shows, the 8.6% that they tell us inflation is at, it's like some guys that are making memes saying, yeah, it's really funny how my gas price has doubled, but I'm only 8.6% inflation. My housing costs went up 35%, but I'm only 8.6% inflation. My food cost has gone up 40%, but I'm only at 8.6% inflation. And they go down the list. Everything that you used to do is not 8.6% higher. It's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50% higher. And the price of gasoline, it has doubled. It's 100%. But they act like, oh, it's no big deal. It's just a little bit, just a touch. And Joe Biden tries to convince you, well, look, your salaries are up. This has gone up. This is better, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay, show me how I'm benefiting. I don't know what you make, but I can tell you this. The amount of money that I've made from last year to this year, I feel it. I feel the pinch. I go to the gas station now, gasoline price over $6. Guys, how long have you been listening to this show? Let me put it to you this way. I believe that I started talking about gas prices probably 3, maybe 4 months ago. In 3 to 4 months, when I mentioned that my gas cost was $4.19, and I told my son it cost me $16 to take your little butt to baseball every day, 4 days a week, and then 2 days on the weekend sometimes, I told him how much it was costing me in gas. In that period of time, gas has gone up 50% more. But they tell me it's 8.6% inflation. Yeah, well, it's month over month because every single month it gets higher. And by the way, gas cost me $6.19 the other day, $4.19 to $6.19. I'm going to make you a bet. When I come back on this show complaining next time, my gas costs will probably be close to $7. So I see where it's going. These are month over month numbers, 8.3% in April, 8.6% in May. What is it going to be in June? I told you the lady, I went to the grocery store and I forgot an item. And the lady said to me, you better go get it. And I went, why? Because I didn't want to hold up the line. The checker, she goes, you better go get it. And I go, why is that? She goes, because it's going to be more expensive when you come back. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right. But I didn't want to hold up the line. So I went ahead and went through. I've looked at the prices of my stuff. And here's what's worse. Every direction that Biden is taking us as it relates to inflation, every direction we're headed, there's no relief in sight. It isn't like his policies are going to bring gas prices down. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how you feel about it. I don't want to have gas prices get to 7, drop down to 5, and we go, "Ooh, I'm so glad it's back to 5. I want gas prices down to $2 where they were before. I'm not settling for this. But speaking of gas, Joe Biden's going to travel to Saudi Arabia in July, breaking his own campaign trail rhetoric. He's going to have a face-to-face meeting with the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. As we all know, the Crown Prince was the person who supposedly ordered the murder of a dissident journalist and a guy who was a resident in Virginia. So they write that Biden's planned visit to Jeddah represents a reversal from his 2020 presidential campaign promise to make the Crown Prince a pariah for ordering the 2018 assassination of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi in a Saudi consulate in Turkey. We can expect Biden to see the Crown Prince, said senior administration official briefing reporters. I don't care whether he breaks his promise or not. This to me is fodder. Joe Biden wants to write off a dude for killing a journalist, which again, I'm not condoning it or if he did indeed do it, it's a terrible thing for anybody to do. But trust me, our government's done far worse. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this guy, he gets a pass. How many people did Barack Obama kill on his watch by not providing protection in Benghazi? We blame Hillary Clinton. I don't blame Hillary Clinton. I blame Barack Obama. I would not want to get 4 people killed on my watch because of my negligence. And that's what he did. Pivoting back, here's the main point. Joe Biden is forced to go do something that he said he wasn't going to do. He's got to go suck up to this young kid who's running Saudi Arabia because of Joe Biden's own policy decisions.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.